Hi, I'm Master Gardener John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening. If you like fresh fruit, the phrase tree ripened makes you drool. But there are important exceptions to the rule. You need to pick your Bartlett pears and all others while they are firm, green, and mature so they can ripen off the tree into the soft, yellow, juicy fruit you love. If you let the pears ripen on the tree, many will fall off, and those that stay on the tree will turn mushy and grainy. To see if pears are mature, lift the fruit from the bottom. If the pear detaches from the tree easily, it's time to pick. I put my pears in a single layer in shallow boxes. For the later winter pears, a period of chilling is needed for best ripening. In my experience, the Bartlett pear will ripen fine without a chill period, but many sources suggest a day or two in the fridge, even for the common midsummer Bartlett pear, the kind you probably have in your backyard. Let the pears ripen inside in a cool place and get ready to deal with a glut. That is the one problem with the Bartlett pear, which has been around unchanged since the 1700s. I just picked about 75 pounds of pears, and they will all ripen in the next 3 weeks. You can store a few ripe pears in the refrigerator, but for me, dealing with hundreds of pears involves fruit drying. Quartered, cored, and dried in the sun or dehydrator, juicy pears turn into candy that you can eat all winter. Canned pears were the old standard for preservation, but for me, drying is the way to go. If you enjoy a summer pear, you will love the winter pears. Comice, Anjou, Bosque, Seckel, and Nellis are all winter varieties that are picked when ripe in the fall and will produce fruit well into winter. After storing my Comice pears in the fridge for 6 weeks, I took them out a dozen at a time and we had ripe pears through mid-January. Pear juice dripping off your chin. It's a new New Year's Eve tradition. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.